91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravy Show. We've been talking with the Sins, spinning some songs. They're playing at the Square Root tonight. Does he want to call in?
Hey, you want to call
yeah,
in?
Yeah, call in.
Call in. Hang on. Call 855-915-9636.
Cool. It sounds like Mark Bell's going to call in.
9636.
Mark. We love him.
Yeah, he's great. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's playing with you guys, isn't
great
he?
Great music. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be playing our album release in Boston.
9636.
Not this weekend, but when I...
Okay. So plug everything you can right now.
Okay, good enough.
We have so much stuff coming up. Oh, my goodness. So
well, whatever you can think of.
After this weekend in Boston, we play New York City at Otto's on February 18th.
I played there like six times.
We played,
it's a great place.
That used to be our home base.
Otto's Shrunken Head.
Yeah. And we're playing with the Hip Hips. They're a Hip Hips party. And then March, we go to
LA.
Los Angeles.
We're
going
to
Los Angeles. And we have three shows there in Los Angeles with Slam Denistas. And some other bands.
We're playing
and
at the Viper Room.
The Viper Room is our first gig
in
Los Angeles ever. Mm-hmm. And then the end of March, on March 29th, is not only the day the album is officially released, it's my annual 26th birthday bash. Because you can't turn 27 in rock and roll, and it's a good excuse for me to always stay 26.
Yeah, 26.
Right?
All right.
Then April, we have April 12th in New York City for my New York album release party, and then April 20th is my Boston album release party,
we
which Stan can talk about more.
Place.
Yeah, we're booked up till October.
Yeah, man.
So I'm not going to say who we may be doing a gig with in October, but I think Dan's going to set that one up. I'll let him talk.
Speaking of which,
you want to say something, Dan?
You are.
Who are you?
Who is that man?
Hey, this is Bootleg Dan,
Bootleg
back
Dan!
At O'Brien's show. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh my God.
I got Sins with me. I can't tell you enough about the Sins. They are so good. And if you don't get down to the Square Root, you're crazy. But if you do miss it, you got one more shot at the Worthing. Tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have a whole lot of fun. They're going to be rocking. I got a lot going on. I think Mark Bell's trying to call in.
It would flash. Something would flash.
Well, he's calling in me.
Tell him to call into the radio station so we can all talk to him.
All right, so we got a lot going on. We got Mark Valentine. Anybody know who Mark Valentine is? On Wicked Cool Records from the UK. He's playing at the Burren, and he's also playing the Music Room. He's playing the Music Room down in Yarmouth with Girl with a Hawk and the Stigmatics.
Oh, good.
And then the next show, next night, is at the Burren with the Chelsea Curve and Little Billy Loss.
Nice.
So that's going to be a rocking show. Come April, Paul Collins is coming this way. The Paul Collins Band is going to be playing with Muck and the Myers.
A gem signee.
A gem artist, yes. Already been listening to the new CD. Oh, boy. People are going to be blown away. We were with him last weekend. I was down in Jersey in Asbury Park with Sins, the Midnight Callers, the Gripweeds,
Anderson Council,
and Paul Armstrong.
Paul Collins. Paul Collins. I always actually say Phil Collins.
I
know Paul Armstrong.
I know. So do I, from 145. And the Flash Cubes from Syracuse, from my hometown.
So many bands,
so little time. So then also, some really good shows. Arthur Alexander. Anybody know who Arthur Alexander is from the Sorrows?
Is he related to Willie?
No, he isn't. No, he's not related to Willie. But we were hanging out with this guitar
sorrowful
player who also plays for Paul Collins last weekend. So that's going to be a great show. And then at the end of the year, as of right now, we're looking at Stupidity playing with the Cocktail Slippers.
Wow.
Dual bill with at least five or six dates. And somebody you know very well is going to probably be on one of the shows.
Who's that?
Well, that's a surprise.
You're not going to tell? What's with these people?
I know. They're just like, they can't tell you anything.
Teasing me today.
Everything's hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar.
This little secret, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, rock and roll's always been a little like...
Yeah, it's a little... Yeah, you got to be mysterious. Question, what's going to happen next? Well, I will tell you what's going to happen next. April 28th, I'm going to be at opening night at the Stones in Houston.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Very cool. I am.
And then a month later, I'll be in Boston for the Boston show. So I'm going to see two Stone shows. So I'm psyched about that.
Good job.
So,
bring me a shirt. Come on.
It looks like you need a new one, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
I have
like
a
new one.
Yeah. That one's on its last legs, but in a cool way.
Yeah.
But I need one from this tour that says Boston on it.
Okay, Brian. We'll work on that. Anyway, can't thank Brian enough. Can't thank Vince enough.
Tell you what, I'll give you money for the Stone shirt.
Oh, okay, good.
All right?
All right.
Will you do that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, thank you guys very much.
Thank
Square
you.
Root in Rosendale tonight. We're the Attic in Lowell tomorrow. What time does that show start tomorrow?
Dan, what time does the show start tomorrow? I'm just getting driven.
That would be at 4 o'clock.
Early show.
Do you want to go to Lowell at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Just think, you can get home early and
Yeah, that's with Crow Follow and To Be Announced. We're still working on the third band. We usually have three bands, so...
We did have a third band.
We're going to...
If my dude didn't have Lyme disease, the Thigh Scrapers would be on that.
There you go.
There you go.
So... And guess what? Our good friend Kip is home chilling right now.
Yeah.
We all know Kip.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting the battle.
And Mom.
He's fighting the battle, and we send him our love.
Oh, get well, Kip.
And support.
And support.
What happened to Mark Bell?
I don't know.
Kip calling your cell.
I don't know. He's leaving a voicemail. Maybe he can't get through.
Maybe you said the number too fast and he didn't have time to write it down.
Ooh, he said he wrote it down.
maybe he had another heart attack. Right. Oh, that's awful.
No, please, God forbid.
All right, let me try it again.
I didn't see that. I wish him well.
We all do.
You couldn't call in?
No, just the operator comes on and says that line doesn't work. It's the same with all the listener lines that are listed for MFO on the online. I've tried all like three different numbers.
I get phone calls.
Brian says he gets phone calls.
He's getting phone calls.
Yep. Try again while we're on the line. You got another phone?
It sounds like dead air to everyone right now, you know. We're listening to the conversation on the phone across the room.
Yeah.
Riveting.
855-915-9636.
All right.
Those Fandango phone lines.
Let's hear a song.
Yes, well, guys... Have a great time here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, by the way.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Really, it was very
pleasure.
Nice. Enjoyed being here.
I listen to the station back home all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully, I think I'm going to be there tomorrow, all right?
That would be great.
That would be cool?
Yeah, we can even give you a drink ticket.
Yeah.
We're sorry your call cannot be completed.
Maybe there's something wrong with the phone. I don't know. I haven't got a call today.
The lines are jammed.
He's not going to come to our show.
On the radio, man, I loved the record. Sounded great that I just heard, and the stories were really cool too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Dina and I were coming up to see you tonight too, but Dina just had an emergency in her family.
Oh, oh no.
Man. And I don't make a move without Dina. I'm sorry to say. But she protects my body, and my body, believe me, needs protecting. So
you have no idea.
All right, Mark.
Hold on. I gotta say something to him. Hey, Mark, it's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's going on, man?
Thank you very much for the nomination.
The Cowboy Awards. Yeah, you're nominated. So glad to see you among the honorees this year. Yeah, this is going to be good.
It's very nice to get the recognition. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, all right, man. You've been working hard and rocking hard for years over there.
Yeah.
Doing a great show.
15 years.
Yay! Ooh, should I mention that you came up with us at the Burn and did a live version of You Wreck Me by Tom Petty with our band?
It was I can't forget about it. It was a memorable moment for sure.
That was very cool.
Loved having the opportunity to sing with you, and hope that happens again soon. And I see that we have a date coming on the horizon.
You'll be coming up again for You Wreck Me. So, you know, just learn the words.
Oh, exciting. All right. Thanks for the warning.
We love you. I can't wait to see your band again. Can't wait to see everybody again.
Oh, you know, I can't wait to see you. So this is going to be fun. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much. It was a very entertaining show.
Bye. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
Mark.
Take care, Mark.
See you later.
Now you all sound like you got Boston accents.
Park the car. Park the car.
Boston, Boston.
B-A-W. You're not going to tell me how to say my city, all right?
Yeah.
We went to school in Boston.
I went to Berklee College of Music, so I have that accent somewhere in me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It comes out once in a while.
Comes out once in a while.
Comes out more when he drinks.
I think that's with all of us.
It fathers five.
I get very Jersey when I drink, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Ratskeller.
Jersey girl.
Yeah, like, don't mess with me.
All right, well, you guys have a fabulous time tonight.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a full house, and I'll see you tomorrow at the Worthen Attic.
And please come, everybody. We're looking forward to seeing our Boston fans and Boston people. Okay. We love you guys.
We're going to send you out with Break the Hold.
Love that one.
All right. The Sins, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Close. If there's something to say, then speak.
accusing me of making your life misery. But if that's not abusing me, what isn't? You wanna be my friend when it's too late? My love for you has turned to hate. I think it's a permanent condition. You say you wanna make a peace, smile and turn the other cheek. I can't put myself in such a weak position. Now I'm willing to accept this fate. You and me just can't cohabitate. We agree to hate, that's our last decision. Hatred, hatred is the only thing that keeps us together. Hatred, hatred is the only thing that lasts forever. Try to gravitate towards equal rights regardless of religion. Politicians might decree for the sake of all humanity love and peace instead of a collision. You and me accept reality. There's no way that we can agree. The world can't make us alter this position. At least you and I know where we stand. We can't be friends, walk hand in hand. My hostility to you defies description. Hatred, hatred is the only thing that keeps us together. Hatred, hatred is the only thing that lasts forever. Driven by hate, driven by hate, driven by hate, driven by hate. Hate's the only thing we have in common. There's no escape, we'll always be this way. So we might just learn to live together. Guys, we're gonna be this way till our dying day. Your jokes upon me, they're so crude. Why don't you just drop dead and don't recover? I'm the mirror to your mood. You hate me and I hate you.
so at least we understand each other. Hatred, hatred, it's the only thing that lasts. What is it? Hatred. Hatred! Ooh. Hatred, hatred, it's the only thing that lasts forever. Ooh. Hatred, hatred, is the only thing that lasts forever.
Mama, I just killed Johnny's pup, and psycho, don't you, mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Oh, mama, why don't you get up?
But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I was stalling. I didn't have anything queued up. I had to go to BostonGroupieNews.com, see what's going on around there tonight. Boston Groupie News Report. Let's see, January 27th. HRT's Heather Birthday Masquerade with Hands of Spite, C.E. Skidmore, and the DFB. KCUF, Shake, Ghosts, GRL. A lot of letters here. That's at the Midway, 8 p.m. tonight. Also tonight, high-end classic ruins, Sins, you heard right here. And Rare View Romantics at the Square Root. Bike Trasher, Miracle Blood, Neck Dive. They're at Faces in Malden tonight. Hooligan Holiday, Night 2, The Templars, Battle Ruins, Marauder, Violent Way, and Powerhouse. That's at the Paradise tonight. Know Your Scene Show, free, with Tatooine, Punk Scene, Good June, at Deep Cuts, Medford. Babes Record Release, Salem Wolves, Sex Fix, and Komodo Rojo, Deep Cuts in Medford. That's way up there on February 2nd, so... Write it down if you really want to see it. All this stuff is on BostonGroupieNews.com. You can see for yourself. Make the corrections that need to be made. of me, not them. And, let's hear some of those bands. It's 91.5 MFO, A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's the Stigs. We'll be right back.
To put it on. I like to shine. In fact, I think everybody's supposed to do their own thing. This is what you call doing your own thing time.
Thank you. smoke a spliff, then back inside. The funeral home had shaved its head, but no one cared at all, 'cause he was dead.
Hell, little things that you say you do. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been another great crash course for the Ravers, and I have you to thank for it, and me, and the Sins, and all my listeners. Next week, I get a look at the schedule. I'm not sure who I have coming up. The Sins, I only found out about that the other day. So sometimes you just don't have a lot of time to see who's coming on the show. But listen, every week, I'm here 1 to 3. You'll love it. Until then, see ya!